Now the War is Over, written by Annie Murray, read by Annie Aldington. March 1961. Selly Oak Hospital.
Nurse! Student Nurse Booker! What on earth has got into you? You never, ever...
The remainder of Sister Anderson's admonitions about what student nurses must never, ever do faded into a bewildered silence as she stood in the doorway of the ward sluice. Melly felt the glare of Sister Anderson's eyes drilling through her as she leaned over the sink, her clammy hands locked to its cool whiteness. She knew that the senior staff usually saw her as an intelligent student who was eager to please. She wanted to be the best nurse you could ever be, but she had just rushed off in the middle of the sisters showing her a procedure in a quite disgraceful manner. Melly hung her head, with its neatly fastened mouse-brown hair and nurse's cap. She was trembling so violently that she was afraid her legs might give way. Her heart felt as if it was about to pound right out through the front of her chest.
"Nurse?"
Sister Anderson tried again, though her voice was a fraction less harsh now. Melly simply could not turn round. How could she explain to Sister that every day had become a nightmare to her, of exhaustion after lying awake, her mind churning? That she could no longer concentrate on anything, that she felt as if she was going mad. And even worse, that when Sister had requested her to remove that drip from Mr. Brzezinski's arm, she had seen that bead of blood, round and shiny as a ladybird in the crook of his elbow. And while she knew this was normal and that the platelets would make the blood solidify into a scab, in her mind the blood forced its way out, gushing, pumping. She'd actually seen it, the bedclothes dyed red, the pulsing tide of it coming and coming, unstoppable. And that was when she ran.
"I..."
she gulped, trying to find words, desperate for anything on which she could hang a normal thought. For days now, everything had felt so grey, so full of fear and panic. It was as if she was locked in this prison alone and no one could hear her. She heard Sister's footsteps moving closer, and her body shook even harder, as if in the face of great danger. Sister Anderson was in her 40s, a sturdily built woman with pink cheeks and grey eyes, her brown hair always in the neatest bun under her frilled cap. She was stern, though usually fair. An excellent nurse, everyone said so. Melly could feel Sister Anderson standing just behind her. "What is the meaning of this, Nurse Booker?"
"I don't know," she managed to say. "I just can't..."
She held out her hands.
"I can't stop shaking."
"Nurse..." The sister's tone was gentler now, but there was still a tough firmness to it. "I understand that recent events have been difficult for you. We've all been aware of the... circumstances, but shocking and upsetting things happen. It's in the nature of the work. A nurse has to be able to face such events and not be borne down by them. You have to keep going and do your best for your patients, and you never, ever dash about like that on the ward." Melly hung her head. She knew nothing now, except the leaden, joyless feeling that filled her. The panic that rose in her, however hard she tried to stifle it. "I do understand," Sister Anderson went on, "but you must also realise that this situation cannot continue. We do not expect displays of emotion from our nurses. If you cannot control yourself, your nursing career will be at an end. You will have to think of withdrawing from..."
"No!"
Melly whirled round.
"No! Please, I want to be a nurse. It's all I've ever wanted."
Her usually sweet and cheerful face looked pale and strained.
"Please, Sister, just give me a few moments. I'll try, I really will."
"Very well. Take a short break now. I shall expect you back on the ward in 20 minutes, in command of yourself."
"Yes, Sister,"
Melly whispered. Looking down, she could see Sister's solid black shoes move away, leaving her alone. She tried to do as she was bidden, but she still could not move. She sank down, leaning against the wall next to the sink, and wrapped her arms around her knees.